continuing your practice. With relaxed attention. Relaxed and alert. Recognizing awareness, awake, present, mindfulness. Mindfulness knows how to be mindful. Mindfulness already knows how to connect with experience, whether specific or broad, diffuse. More precise. And so recognizing awareness and letting awareness do its own job. It already knows what it's very skilled at. Awareness, recognizing what's obvious. Everything that is received in awareness. Yes, these processes of body and mind, conditioned processes of body and mind, tumbling on. The sound, sight, body sensation, the feeling and emotion, the perception. These processes arising, influencing each other, mutating, fluxing, in a kind of endlessly shifting landscape of now. curiosity about these body and mental processes. Helps us to understand and learn what this human experience is. This unsubstantial, impermanent, changing, dynamic flux. And understanding that, understanding experience as a flux, wisdom helps the mind to recognize it's not useful to try to stop, hold on to anything in this flux. It is an exercise in futility. And so we relax and receive this flux, curious, learning about all of these processes at play. We may notice sound and perceive, recognize the sound in some way. Maybe with an image, a word being said in the mind. This is the process of perception, the natural process of recognition. You may notice this happening. And you may notice how the perception is related to by some of these other aspects of experience, or comes together with some of these other aspects, the feeling tone, the hearing, unpleasant maybe pleasant for some, unpleasant for others. The perception, the recognition of what that sound is, what our mind says, this is what the sound is. And how we notice that, an image, a word, even potentially a physical felt sense in the body, can be the recognition. And then emotional responses, reactions perhaps, liking, not liking, disturbance arising, usually not directly in dependence on the sound, but more in dependence on thoughts, ideas, opinions. All of these processes at play, conditioning each other. We perceive and recognize physical experience, sound, sight, smell, touch, taste. We also perceive and recognize our states of mind. Based on context, interpretation, sensations. And so the sensations arise, thoughts arise, and we recognize perhaps a mood or a mind state of confusion or disturbance or irritation. That may be, again, named in the mind with a word, perhaps. Maybe as a sentence that includes a little bit more than the simple emotion. Something like, I'm irritated. So a little more than the just basic recognition of, oh, that's irritation. Sometimes we perceive or recognize mind states more almost through analogy or metaphor in our mind. We may notice some state of mind and we don't really have a word for it, but an image comes into the mind that seems somehow connected to the state. A state of peaceful ease maybe is like looking out over a plain of waving grass or looking into the night sky. Maybe you perceive or see an image of the night sky or plain field of grass. This may be the mind's way of making sense or acknowledging, noticing, recognizing a state of mind. And so we simply relax, receive experience, notice, be curious about this changing flux of the aggregates, body, feeling, perception. Formations in the mind and knowing this mutating experience here and now. Exploring, allowing nothing. That's not possible to be mindful of. This experience too is allowed. And this, that's allowed too. Confusion, that's allowed. Love, that's allowed too. And opening to the dynamic, changing conditioned nature of this now, the mind will naturally learn this nature of ephemerality, impermanence, insubstantiality. And gains the wisdom that supports a release from clinging to what can't really be clung to. And this release is peace.